We are learning Shmiras HaLoshon Shara HaTavuna Perek Vav. We started yesterday, we're in the paragraph which begins Kein HaDavar. And just to give a little review of what we learned so far, we ended yesterday with a piece from the Yerushalmi in the previous paragraph in the Smag, where if a person is walking and his right foot causes his left foot to trip, we don't say that his right foot, which they're both bleeding now, and I mentioned to you my friend who wanted to give himself a little wake-up call, and he went for a little jog, and he tripped over his feet, and he ripped his brand new pants, but the pants were the worst of the issue. The $60, $80, whatever they cost, wasn't anything compared to his bruises and bleeding knees and hands. And when a lady said to him, "Why were you running so fast?" he said, "I went for a little jog." She says, "Next time put on sneakers." So he made sure to take care of his right hand and his left hand, his right leg and his left leg. He didn't say, well, his feet caused him to trip over each other, so he's not going to take care of the bloody leg. Sounds a little ridiculous. Says the Chafetz Chaim, why is it ridiculous? Because it's all one person. It's his right leg and his left leg is all the same person. That being the case, we have to focus on it's a difficult concept to put into practice, but we have to focus on the fact that we are all one. We're all one. We might have different color hair. We might have different color eyes. We might not agree with other people's thoughts. But we all are from the same neshama. Would a person take his right hand and say to his left hand, "Look what you made me do, you clumsy left hand," and give it a patch? That's ridiculous. Let's see the words inside now. That's what we're up to. Kein hadavar. So too, im eira shulai haitiv imoi chaveiroi be'eze toiva shebikesh mi'itoi. The person sees, im eira shulai haitiv imoi chaveiroi be'eze toiva shebikesh mi'itoi. The person sees, that his friend did not do something good with him. You want something from your friend. You want to do your favor. He doesn't say, he says no. And, you know, he says no where it doesn't make sense why he should say no. Says the Chafetz Chaim, even when it doesn't make sense that your friend should hold the chesed back, vayafilu tsiyaray v'gidfay be'izadavar. Or even if he hurt you or insulted you. Shalai linkayim v'lintar, we are obligated not to take revenge. And we are obligated not to hate this person. Ki mihu chaveirai umihu hakol mishorish echad yotsu. Who is this friend of yours that we say friend even though he didn't do something nice to you? Hakol mishorish echad. Everything comes from one source. Everything comes from one source. Karkosov umi ka'amcha yisod goy echad baritz. And who is like your people of Israel, a unique nation in all of the world? We are one. Uksiv, it says in Bereishis, kol ha'nefesh habal lebeis Yaakov. All of the soul that came to the family, the Beis Yaakov, family of Yaakov. The diak is, uksiv nefoshois. Doesn't say kol ha'nefoshois plural. It says all the nefesh habal lebeis Yaakov. Shivim, right? 70 people. Why? We all know this. To come to emphasize that we are all one. For those who are listening, I apologize for the low voice. I have a sore throat today. Like Siv Nefashis, Lahiris Lonu Shekol Nafshis Yisrael, Lamaila, Him Kmai Nefesh Achas. All of our souls are like one. We're all connected. Ach, Shekol Echod, Yeshle Bechin Befneatzmai. But we're all connected but separated in regards to we have our own free choice. Just like a person, Av Shederech Klal, who Ish Echad, he's one person. Mikol Makayim, Yesh Loi Evarim Shehem Roshim, Loi Kimoi HaRoish VaHalev, Yesh Tachteim Kimoi HaYad VaRegel. Just like the person has his head and his heart, which are the main parts of his being, and he has other parts of his body, his hand and his legs, which of course they're important, but not as important as his head, not as important as his heart. So too, L'shoish echad. And we all gather together. At the end, we'll all be like one. V'hu tachas kisa ha-kovayd. Underneath the throne of Hashem, Chmoy Shenemar, it says in Shmuel, Ashmuel Aleph, V'ayisan nefesh adayin tzruh b'tzruh ha-chayim. Referring to David HaMelech, that the soul of my master will be wrapped in the bond of life. Chmoy Shomru, we're in Chmoy Shomru, Chazal, as Chazal tell us in Shabbos, Rak b'zeh ha'olam, that we look like we're separate. Mitzad shekol echad melubash b'chaymer b'fnei atzma. Each person is wearing a disguise, like an outfit of a separate physicality, a separate physical garment. And each person's dealings in his everyday life are distinct and separate, unrelated from the next person. So a person thinks, I am separate. I am, we're not a Siamese twin. We're not attached to someone else. And a person might think, I'm not connected, related, attached to someone else. But the truth is not like this. He's discussing here even more than Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, how each Jew is responsible for another Jew. His point here is we are the same. We are all attached. You know, if you ever go into those houses of mirrors, whatever they're called, we take the kids sometimes to these places. You walk into the mirror, you look at it, and all of a sudden you're 10 feet tall, right? Or you come in there and you look like the size of a mouse. You're looking into a different mirror. They're all, right? So it's not, is that you? Or is the person 10 feet tall? Is the person the size of a mouse? It's just the perception, the way he looks, the way he sees himself in that mirror. That's just the mashal. The nimshal is that here in this world, we look like we're all separate, we're all different. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us, that's not pshat. We're all the same. We're all the same. And we have to focus on the fact that we're all the same. And if we realize that this person sitting next to me, who just offended me, for whatever reason, you give a good reason, a bad reason, whatever it might be. Just like I wouldn't say something bad about myself, how could I say something bad about him? L'chein matzino, it says in the next paragraph, kama pomim b'divri chazal, shim adam o'isa chasu shom aveira. We find many times in the words of Chazal, if a person does an aveira, m'kalkel b'zeh, l'kal yisrael shahem k'may guf echad. He's m'kalkel. The Klal Yisrael, Shehem Kimay Guf Echad. He doesn't just do something wrong to himself. He affects all of Klal Yisrael. V'im yesh loy ke'ev gadol be'ez ever, if something hurts him in one of his limbs, one of his parts of his body, gam shar ha'ivorim, av she'ein ke'evim gadol kokach, the other parts of his body, even though they don't hurt those specific parts of his body, nonetheless, he's still in pain. The person's leg hurts him. The rest of his body doesn't hurt. A month ago, I was in excruciating pain. I wasn't able to walk. My right leg flared up, swollen. Couldn't bend it. I was walking bent over for a couple days. I wasn't able to walk. It was Yontif. Let me tell you, the rest of my body felt it as well. Okay, it wasn't just my leg. This is what he's talking about. What does it mean, Se Pizur Yisrael? There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Medrash we'll see now quotes, the people of Israel are like scattered lambs. Se Pizur Yisrael. Nimshul Yisrael is Se. Klai Yisrael are compared to sheep. Mad Darko Shel Se Loike Be'echad Ne'ivar of Kukula Margishim. What is the derech of a Se? That he gets hit, he gets hurt in one part of his body, like a bechem yivara of kula v'kulam argishim, and they all feel it. Af Yisrael echad chayta v'kulam ne'noshim. So too, all of Klal Yisrael are one. If one person sins, kulam ne'noshim, we're all punished. As we see now in the Medrash to explain this concept, Tana Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Marshal of Ne'odam, Marshal of a person, Shah Yubayim Besvino, he's coming on a boat, not al echad mehem makdeach, Yisrael kodeach tachtov. If a person who's what's he doing? He's drilling on the bottom of his boat. He has a cabin. He pays his fare on the boat. So all of a sudden, the captain gets a notice that you got an interesting member on your boat today. You better go speak with him. He knocks on the captain. They said to him, "Lama toisikain." The captain says, "What are you doing? You're drilling a hole in the boat." He says back, "Amar lohem machvas lechem. What was the bother you?" Am I not drilling under my section? It's not your section. I'm making the hole under my cabin. Amruloi, they said to him, you're going to drown all of us. You make a hole in your section, the whole boat goes down. Vumitama now. And the Chavetz Chaim tells us, this medrash, it sounds like a foolish medrash. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us that before a person does something, he has to look at the big picture. He has to realize that his actions are not his own actions, and it's only his own dalaramas, but it takes massive cataclysmic effects throughout all of Klal Yisrael. We're all related, and we're drilling that hole into that boat. If I may say, we unfortunately live in a world with a lot of tsaros. Airstrikes going on from Israel to Syria now, if I'm not mistaken. Even before that, a lot of tsaros. Illness, whatever it might be. We have to realize we can make a difference. The difficulty is we don't see how our actions many times make that difference. The Chaznish tells us that even more than all of the ishtadlus a person does when he tries to help a person do something, the tefillah is the greatest aspect of ishtadlus. The difficulty, the tsayin, the challenge is that we don't see how davening sometimes affects things in Shemayim and comes down to affect things back here. Lachain, he says, Ochi hizar v'hizar, says my brother, says the Chavetz Chaim, be careful, milinkoim v'lintor eschavei recho. Be careful not to take revenge on your friend. Ki es atzmecha atanoikim v'noiter. You're taking revenge on yourself. You're hurting yourself. Imagine a person throws a boomerang and he turns around. All of a sudden he gets knocked down. And he looks around, he's ready to clench his fist. Who did that to me? He doesn't see anybody in sight. He sees this thing on the floor. He thinks he must have tripped on that. That must have hit him. So he takes it once again. He throws it with all his might, harder than the first time. He's walking. All of a sudden he's trying to finally calm down. And a second later he gets smacked in the head again. And he falls down again. And he can't figure out what's going on. He doesn't see anybody in sight. And he does this a third time until finally he realizes, he wasn't the quickest learner. And until finally the third time he realizes he's hitting himself. Every time he takes his boomerang and he throws it, and the harder he throws it, that's the harder velocity comes back to even hit him harder. That's the same thing with nekama, when a person takes revenge. What's the reason why a person should not take revenge? We all love ourselves. We wouldn't put our hand in the fire. Like we discussed yesterday, we started a whole conversation, an explanation in this parak, that we have to realize this came through Hashem. That doesn't mean we have animosity, chas Hashem, to say the words even towards Hashem. We have to realize Hashem is doing this for, he's pulling the strings for a certain reason. Let's finish first and we'll take all the comments.
We got the rules,
okay. Umali in this of Hatsara ze. Ali day ze, oisoi. Ali day ze. Oyal day acher. Why does it make a difference if it happened through Reuven, through Shimon? They're the pawns. Now, they have the free choice. And they'll get punished for it. But ultimately, if it happens, it's because Hashem wanted it to happen. We can't understand Hashem's ways. We can't begin to understand Hashem's ways. Just like I give the example all the time. You know, it's the most amazing thing. You know, I have children of different stages and ages in my family. Different ages. But children, you know, they're all the same. You tell the child, you can't have that 16th piece of chocolate. It's 16 pieces is just too much. How do you know that 16? Because, you know, they're not so mocked to clean up. So you see the wrappers on the floor. Okay? But if they did a better job, you know, like my daughter once, she was called to go upstairs. And she runs right past me with her hands on her mouth. So I said to her, I don't want to say names in the recording. She'll get older, she'll hear it. You know, I said to her, I said, do you have something in your mouth? So with her hands on her mouth, and the cheeks are bigger than they usually are, she shakes her head, no. I said, are you sure? I said, is there gum in your mouth? She's about to go to sleep. She found gum, put it in her mouth quickly. You can see this, right? And finally, if she would not have put her hands in her mouth, I wouldn't. Yeah, she goes upstairs. But she gave it away, putting hands in her mouth. So why are we discussing this? Because when the father says no, the father knows that's 17 pieces of chocolate. What are you doing? 17 pieces of chocolate one time. In 2 minutes, you hurt yourself. Get a stomach ache. After Purim, sometimes at the end of Purim, the children, you know, I've heard them say, I had too much candy. They have charata, they regret it. But the Shas Maisa, they see all it. It's too hard to hold themselves back. So when Hashem, we don't understand Hashem's ways. When Hashem, our Father, says no, we have to realize, as the mature adults that we are, that Hashem knows what's better for us. Look at these beautiful words. The Chavetz Chaim says, if a person accepts this from Hashem, that this is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimachlu Avor Zeh Avonoisai, my avoidance will be erased. You know what it means to be erased? You ever would work on a computer? And all of a sudden, you're so excited, finally, you finished typing. You have a whole document, a whole report. You give that big stretch, and your knee hits the computer, the keyboard. And you give it a little shout, because it's gone. You can't find it. So then you remind yourself, wait a minute. This one I know what to do. You press Control Z. You press the undo button. And you press it with a feeling like, oh, it's not gone. And nothing happens. It didn't pop up like it usually does. And then you go to the mouse and you click on the undo button. Nothing happens. You get a little nervous. Finally, so, you know, a little child comes over and says, oh, you have to do this. It's right here. What it means is, Yimachluk avorza avonoisai, my avoidance will be erased, is that they will not come back. Of course, a person goes to the same avarice, he gets a punishment. But what he's saying here is that the avoidance will be erased. Control Z will not bring them back. David, the uncle of Avishai, his sister's son, said, When he wanted to take Nekama of Shimon ben Gera, Al Shecherif Egidev to David, because he was Mecharif, he cursed David. He insulted David. And he cursed him. I'd like to elaborate on this more, but unfortunately we're running out of time. I'll just mention to you that I saw once that at this point in time when David was cursed like this, was one of the worst days of David's life. And this is already after he went through a lot of tsaros in his life. He went through so much tsaros. This is one of the worst times, this busha, this embarrassment. What did David say? Hashem, David didn't let him. Hashem amaloi kalel. These are the very famous words that David said to Avishai, his nephew. Hashem said he should curse. What does that mean? He got an email, said, Hashem Omer Kala? What is that? He got a text message? I just called somebody a few minutes before. He asked him to get some more food for the Suda now. His cell phone was off. That's why he didn't get the message. What does that mean, Hashem? Hashem and Gary got this message. This is the Ratzon of Hashem. This is what Hashem wanted. Hashem Omer Kala. V'amru Chazal Shover Zeh Nimnu Bezdin Shalmayil of Manu L'David. What reward did David Melech merit? He merited that he will be the fourth Harevi, the fourth leg, the supporting foundation of Hashem's chariot. When at this point in time, when he told Shimi ben Gera, when he told Avishai, leave Shimi ben Gera alone. Hashem, Omar, Loi, Kalel. Just to take out the message, we have to try to take out the lesson from what the Chavetz Chaim is teaching us. To realize everything is from Hashem. And to mekabel it from Hashem. Thank you.